It's the Boca News Nowcast for Monday, April 21st, 2024. Brought to you by Meisner Marina. Good morning. I'm Andrew Colton. Here's what's happening as of 5 a.m. No names yet, but we know the victim of the early Sunday morning fatal crash on the Florida Turnpike northbound near Boynton Beach Boulevard was a woman in her mid-20s. The crash around 2:30 a.m. Sunday left that woman dead and a man also in his 20s in critical condition at Delray Medical Center. The turnpike was closed northbound for nearly 7 hours. Check BocaNewsNow.com later Monday for an update from Florida Highway Patrol, which continues to investigate the wreck. New details this morning on the man in the drain at Addison Reserve in Delray. A man allegedly trespassing on Addison Reserve property early Sunday apparently decided to jump into a canal when approached by security guards at the country club at 7350 Linton Boulevard. PBSO deputies arrived and found the man, who told him he was going to drown himself. He refused a rescue rope tossed to him by deputies. The man then went into a large pipe, looks like a drain, but eventually was pulled out by police. Good Greek Moving and Storage is being sued by a West Palm Beach woman who claims the company jacked up the price of her move once her furniture was on the truck, then broke the furniture when she refused to pay more. Good Greek tells BocaNewsNow.com that it's dealing with the woman. Good Greek allegedly offered $500. The woman, who says she's elderly and disabled, claims the damage is valued in the thousands of dollars. See photos of the alleged damage on BocaNewsNow.com. Big traffic problem ahead, but first, today's Boca News Nowcast is brought to you by Meisner Marina, offering a full-service marina and boat storage right on the Boca Raton and Deerfield border. Visit MeisnerMarina.com. Ragtime at the Lake Worth Theater wrapped Sunday to a sold-out crowd. The community theater production, considered one of the best in the theater's 100-year history, it ran for 3 weeks. Heads up, if you drive on I-95 overnight, I-95 will have 3 lanes closed in both directions between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. through Wednesday. That will likely cause significant delays, even in the middle of the night. Roadwork to blame. Listen to the Boca News Nowcast on the BocaNewsNow.com website weekdays starting at 5 a.m. Subscribe for free on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. I'm Andrew Colton. Join me for South Florida's First News, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on News Radio 610 WIOD. Thanks for listening to the Boca News Nowcast.